The state of Wisconsin looks like a hand. Hold up your right palm, stick out your thumb, and lo, you have Door County, a thumb-shaped peninsula of tourism lapping into Lake Michigan, where summertime visitors can drive on crowded roads and buy cherry pies, cherry liqueurs, cherry-painted shot glasses, and stay at overpriced cherry-themed motels. At the top of your hand, between your extended fingers, in the northernmost part of the state, sprawl lakes and rivers and other water-soaked lands, generally too overrun with mosquitoes to be habitable except by extremists. I have heard that religious monks in Italy would slap leather whips across their backs until they bled, believing pure suffering could bring them closer to God. Or you could just spend some time in northern Wisconsin, say 5 to 7 minutes. The suffering is the same, the insects more skilled at drawing your blood. Across the center of the state and the palm of your hand are the fertile plains, fields of corn and alfalfa, glowing soybeans, and pastures of slow-moving cows. These are separated into farms by dots of broken-down silos, collapsing barns, and graying farmhouses. The winter is long and the climate absurd. No paint sticks to the sides of these buildings. As you drive up Highway 22, you can play the game Abandoned House, Not Abandoned House, looking for signs of human life between abundant fields of abundant grains. Also, abundant fields of geometrically correct trees. In Wisconsin, the trees grow in tidy columns. Red pine, red pine, red pine, row after row after row, like corn instead of trees. The forests here appeal mostly to people who like their wilderness organized, who admire the beauty of crossword puzzles. Along the roadside, like wildflowers, are the carcasses of freshly killed deer. They bloom red and white and brown all year long. I'm telling you this so that you will stay away. Don't go to Wisconsin. You might think I'm joking, but I'm not joking. There is a problem with Wisconsin. The lakes. They are a little too beautiful. The water a little too crystal clear. And if people find out, will they all come here? Will we have to, you know, share it with them? I like sharing. Generally speaking, I was raised Lutheran. I understand the Christian way. And besides, my parents had a tourism business, a hand-built miniature golf course in the backyard on the chain of lakes in Waupaca. If we didn't get visitors, we wouldn't get business. So clearly, I have mixed feelings about this. But nature requires a certain amount of tranquility. In Wisconsin, when you push off in the canoe, great blue herons take off into the sky. Turtles and minnows swim underneath you, and the reflection of the clouds and the blue sky above. When you look out across the surface, you can wonder if the lake is not a body of water at all, but perhaps a second sky that lies closer to the earth. It's just terrible. Have I mentioned the wood ticks? They will suck the blood right out of you. Don't go to Wisconsin. No.